You're a parcel mouth. Why don't you tell us?
I'm a what?
You can talk to snakes.
I know. I mean, I accidentally set a python on my cousin Dudley at the zoo once. Once. But so what? I bet loads of people here can do it.
No, they can't. It's not a very common gift, Harry. This is bad.
What's bad? If I hadn't told that snake not to attack Justin...
Oh, that's what you said to it.
You were there. You heard me.
I heard you speaking parcel tongue. Snake language.
I spoke a different language. But I didn't realise... How can I speak a language without knowing I can?
I don't know, Harry, but it sounded like you were egging the snake on or something. Harry, listen to me. There's a reason the symbol of Slytherin House is a serpent. Salazar Slytherin was a parcel mouth. He could talk to snakes too.
Exactly. Now the whole school's gonna think you're his great-great-great-grandson or something.
But I'm not. It can't be.
He lived 1,000 years ago. For all we know, you could be.
I'll see you back in the common room.
Caught in the act. I'll have you out this time, Potter.
Mark my words.
No, Mr. Filch, you don't understand.
Professor, I swear I didn't.
This is out of my hands, Potter.
Professor Dumbledore will be waiting for you.
Sherbet lemon.
Professor Dumbledore?
Be in your bonnet, Potter.
I was just wondering if you put me in the right house.
Yes. You were particularly difficult to place. But I stand by what I said last year. You would have done well in Slytherin.
You're wrong.
Harry?
Professor! Sir, your bird. There was nothing I could do. He just caught fire.
Oh, and about time, too. He's been looking dreadful for days. Pity you have to see him on a burning day. Fawkes is a phoenix, Harry. They burst into flame when it is time for them to die, and then they are reborn from the ashes. Fascinating creatures, phoenixes. They can carry immensely heavy loads, and their tears of healing powers.
Professor Dumbledore, sir. Wait. Listen. Professor Dumbledore, sir. It wasn't Harry.
Hagrid.
In fact, I'd be prepared to swear it in front of the Ministry of Magic.
Hagrid! Relax. I do not believe that Harry attacked anyone.
No, of course you don't. And... Oh. Oh, right. Well, I'll
just wait outside then.
You don't think it was me, Professor?
No, Harry. I do not think it was you. But I must ask you, is there something you wish to tell me?
No, sir. Nothing.
Very well, then. Off you go.